Chapter 16, My Hero, Mr. Stallman. I announced my takeover of Libreboot on the 28th of March, 2021. On the 31st of March, 2021, the people I threw out wrote several forum posts that became big news. They're on the front page of Hacker News, for example. I drowned them out by announcing my defense of Richard Stallman. I'd already described him in the previous article. I was manic myself. I started writing the article on the 23rd of March with the help of some individuals in a chat room called Free Richard Stallman, and many of the, or Free RMS for short, and many of them white nationalists. I normally detest Nazis, but they were running the pro-Stallman campaign. An unholy alliance formed. They were quite weak at that point, and they needed institutional backing. There was no major projects backing Richard Stallman. The FSF had fucked up, according to all of the most credible voices within the community. They were toast. You know, they were like just an absolute pariah. They themselves were quite surprised. Like, everyone was surprised when I signed the petition in defense of Stallman, because there were two petitions at the time. One like calling for him to resign again, and one calling for the FSF to defend him. So, you know, I wrote an article about him, defending him, and these Nazis provided feedback. You couldn't just whip up some spiel with AI in those days, so, you know, I actually did have to spend a week writing the most effective article possible. Yeah, because he came back, he announced his comeback during LibrePanic, so this would have been, I think it was the 21st of March, 2021, or 23rd of March. I'd go shopping and I think, this is a coup. Adrenaline running high. I knew what I was doing. I knew. I want to stress. People went insane. I went insane. I was well known in the movement. I say again, the pro Stallman crowd had virtually no institutional backing. Despite still being a relatively small voice, I myself was big enough that defending him would cause a lot of noise. After I released my article, Stallman's supporters were much more emboldened, and it put a lot more pressure on the FSF. One of the things that the article did was literally tell people to email the FSF and demand that Richard Stallman be, you know, kept and defended. A lot of the staffers at the time were like just dragging their heels because they didn't want him. It was like a civil war going on within the FSF, you know, between the staff and the board of directors, you know, because Richard Stallman came back to the board of directors. And anyway, so I have no way of knowing precisely what effects my article had, but I can say without arrogance that it would have been much easier for the FSF to sweep him back under the rug otherwise. My article angered a lot of people, which was my intention, to distract from the chaos that would have otherwise ensued from my takeover of the Libreboot project. I didn't give a shit about the FSF or Stallman. It's a political strategy that's called throwing the dead cat on the table. You do something really outrageous, like much more outrageous than the other thing that you want to, if you got something that's like really outrageous and you don't want anyone talking about it, you do something even more outrageous and everyone talks about that instead. You know, it's not complicated. it was just mad. I'm gonna actually reproduce some of the article in this book. I don't need to show all of it to illustrate my point. It just shows how I came across back then to the public, targeting, you know, the specific audience and their psychology as I perceived it then. I'm not going to show the whole article, as I said. The article read as follows. It began, "Defend Richard Stallman. 2 years ago, known thought criminal Richard M. Stallman was falsely accused of defending rape in an Orwellian smear campaign orchestrated by mainstream media at the behest of proprietary software vendors. 36 years fighting for your digital freedom cancelled. It was so vicious that he even resigned from his post as president of the Free Software Foundation. The FSF did nothing to protect or defend him, however you can defend him. On the 21st of March 2021, FSF Board of Directors reinstated Richard Stallman. In response, the media started a new smear campaign. A petition was created calling for the forceful removal of RMS and the entire FSF Board of Directors. RMS had been wrongly accused of sexism, transphobia, ableism, and a whole host of things intended to discredit him. Do not listen to any of it. Richard Stallman's political notes and articles paint the picture of a man who has staunchly defended against bigotry in all its forms. In response, we, the Free Software Movement, started our own petition. We wish for Richard Stallman to remain in post and for the FSF to hold their ground. We call for the FSF to defend Richard Stallman's honour and his legacy. Richard Stallman is a human being whose right to free speech was heavily suppressed. We must demonstrate our support of him and to the FSF loudly and clearly. If you support free software, believe in freedom of speech, freedom of community and social justice, true social justice, where a person is treated with dignity and not cancelled just for their beliefs, sign your name here. And then there's a link to the petition. There's a bunch of spiel after this, and then and then the next bit says, don't be fooled. If a free software project is on the anti-Stallman list, that just means the leadership implemented said decision. It says nothing of the individuals inside said organization. Here I'm trying to make the point that, okay, yeah, look, he's got grassroots support, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the article went on to say, please also email please also email the FSF and tell them that you support Richard. It just says Richard. Please tell them that you support Richard. First name basis. Now, FSF's contact details are here. And then I provided the FSF's contact details. Goes on to say, our opponents wish to destroy free software. And then after this, it's got like, basically the kind of language I wrote here was the kind you'd see in an extremely aggressive populist politician calling a certain group of people the enemy of the people, or something along those lines. The next bit is heading titled, Richard Stallman is my hero. And then I just have some like generic fanatical rants that I just made up. I mean, a lot of it's true. Like, what I said was just like, you know, oh yeah, he started the free software movement in 1983, he did this, he did that, and he's amazing, yeah, whatever. Anyway, next section, let me tell you something. And then there's like, I added some like really culty, like cult-like rebuttals of some accusations against Stallman using my own standing in the community to basically just legitimize and rubber stamp his behavior. I knew who he was, you know, I knew he was a dirtbag myself. But anyway, then there's the next section that says background information in the article. And then it says, I could address each specific accusation made against him, and if I did, I wasn't, and I was insane about it. Exposing our opponents for who they are, and then I had a long list of smears against various people and organizations that dared to attack Richard Stallman. That's all. Defend RMS. And then the article ended there. It was a really long article. I'm not going to like reproduce it for the whole entirety of the book. I hope from this you can see, you know, the kind of game I was running. I was running high the whole time on adrenaline. You know, I posted the article to Twitter and I gained about 1,000 new followers. Multiple people blocked me. I became universally hated in corporate circles for a time. But again, you know, they're like cats with laser pointers. They get distracted by something else. You know, it's fine. The article did its job. You know, it was my perfectly crafted bomb. There was just some really cult-like crap that I cobbled together. I just, you know, I threw the dead cat on the table. Just one person on Hacker News even noticed my strategy, since I just happened to release this on the same day that my LibreVote takeover was also causing controversy. The article, the Stallman article killed any controversy that would have occurred with my LibreVote takeover, and that was the point. No one, absolutely no one, covered my takeover. They also didn't cover the Stallman article, because it was so insane that, you know, why would they? I didn't even believe a single word of it myself. Like, it was a load of bollocks. I deleted the article after about like 3 or 4 months. When the dust had settled, and I joined the other side, because, you know, Stallman, he wasn't my friend. He was my dead cat. A certain web forum, namely 4chan, in their politically incorrect section, which is dedicated to neo-Nazis, at one point referred to me as Based and Our Girl during this incident. These were the same people running the Free Richard Stallman chat room, the ones who helped me with my article. At one point, they even made me a so-called honorary woman. Not even sure what that means. I mean, they went back to calling my projects Libra Boots, Tranny Boots, once the dust had settled. So, you know, I was under no illusions about them. You know, they've got some really strange ideas about the world. At one point, they even freely debated in front of me my right to exist. And I'm like, okay, feel free to debate my right to exist while I go make coffee or something, right? You know, something like that. They laughed, but I was not their goal. You know, very strange people. I mean, I was gloating the entire time. I mean, how could they be so stupid, right? They were also the types of people who would have caused the most... These are the same people also who would have, like, caused a lot of shit with the Libra Boot takeover. So it was just, like, perfect timing. You know, everyone was distracted. The fact that they were helping me on the Stallman article just distracted them entirely. Like, they loved Stallman more than they hated me. So, you know, it was, like, perfect. Yeah. Anyway.